Welcome to episode 69 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we continue our retro style episodes for hashtag Mitty Goes to Austin, telling the story of our epic road trip to Tesla's newest mothership, Giga Texas. Today's episode is entitled Day 3, The First Time We Saw Giga Texas. Episode 69. What's so special about this number in the Tesla community? I know some of you are thinking something that we would not mention on the Life with Mitty podcast. It is a family show. But that number seems to come up pretty often. And it usually shows up along with some special event or something that stood out in the Tesla community. Like right now, FSD Beta 10.69, an amazing release that has gone out to our original gangster testers. Can you imagine being Chuck Cook? He's got his name in the release notes. And, well deserved, because of the testing that he's worked on time and time again with drone shots on that unprotected left that is so difficult, now we're seeing a dramatic improvement in FSD Beta to take care of that situation, along with a lot of other improvements we're seeing so far. Now, when am I going to get 10.69? Well, it'll be a little bit. Actually, I'm happy to wait. I don't need the latest and greatest right away. I'm happy to be testing 10.69.2, .3, .4, whatever it takes when it's better than it is now, which it will be. And thank you, OG beta testers, for making it so. So episode 69, there seems to be a little bit of that special quality to it. I did not plan when I started numbering episodes that episode 69 would tell the story of the first time that Deborah and I saw Giga Texas. But that's the way it's worked out. So it is a special episode. Now, enough of current events. Let's focus now on that first time we saw Giga Texas on April 6th, 2022. And in this episode, I also include excerpts from a prior interview I did with Sarah J. Awesome as she recounted her experience with us that day. After we finished at Terry Black's barbecue, Craig and I discussed our plans for the next day, April the 6th. While we had talked about maybe driving down to Boca Chica to see Starbase, we realized that would be over 12 hours of driving in one single day for just 30 minutes or so of sightseeing. Didn't sound like the best way to spend the day when we were literally 11 miles away from Tesla's newest Gigafactory. Why wouldn't we spend this day checking it out and all the preparations being made for Cyber Rodeo? Also, TeslaCon had scheduled a walk for 9 a.m. that morning starting at Electric Drive, a portion of West 2nd Street. It's Austin Energy's showcase for electric transportation in Austin's new Sea Home Eco District. Electric Drive is a mobility hub that features bike sharing, car sharing, access to the hike and bike trail, and charging options for 2- and 4-wheel electric vehicles. Electric Drive aligns with Austin's smart mobility roadmap. It provides the community with faster, better, cheaper transportation options that help cut vehicle emissions. It also provides a solar kiosk for charging electric bikes, phones, and tablets. So that morning, Craig was busy, as he had already been in touch with Sarah J. Awesome, who had traveled separately to Austin. She had driven to the walk and met up with Craig there. After the walk was over, Sarah drove back to her hotel, and Craig picked her up from there and gave Sarah her first ride in an FSD beta car. That being Craig's 2018 long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3 named Atmosphere. Go Team Blue! Little did we know his Tesla was the first Tesla Sarah rode in that wasn't her own. Let's talk a little bit about the 6th of April. Oh my gosh. And I know you got started with my friend Craig. He took you for your first FSD beta drive. Maybe give a little bit of color on that experience.
So actually, I want to add to that when I ordered my Tesla Model 3 in 2020, I had never touched another Tesla before. I had never been in another Tesla before, ever. Mine was the first one. And up until that day that I got in Craig's Tesla Model 3 to come meet up with you, I had still never been in another car. So Craig's Tesla Model 3 is actually the second Tesla that I have ever been in. And so that was crazy getting in there with the full self-driving and everything. And he was showing me stuff, you know, on the freeway and the feeder road and all those things. And that was really cool to see that. I mean, I only got the subscription for 3 months and just decided it kind of wasn't for me at that time. But it was really awesome to see other people using it and you using it. Because, you know, it's not just about how I feel about it and how I use it, it's how other people interact with it as well and how they've learned to kind of, you know how to use it and what it can and can't do. And especially you've had so much patience with it, allowing it to make mistakes and correct itself, which I've never seen before, which I'll get to that later. But that was awesome riding with him and that being my second Tesla that I've ever been in.
While Deborah and I enjoyed the bountiful free breakfast at the Hyatt Place, Craig also met Aram from Tesla Universe and Warren Redlich, among others, at the walk as well. In the meantime, I received a message from Tesla Diva that she and several others would be coming down to Electric Drive after the walk, as she knew Deborah and I wanted to meet her in person sometime while we were all in Austin. We worked out a quick meetup early that afternoon, as by now, Craig, Aram, and Sarah we're now waiting for Mitty to show up and take us to Giga Texas. It was so great to finally meet in person the lady that played a huge role along with Paul, Alex, Xander, and Carol in organizing Tesla Universe's happy hour in Austin, which we'll talk more about in a future episode. Once we parted ways with Tesla Diva, we arrived at Craig's hotel and spent some time for some quick selfies. This is when Aram shared that she knew a back road we could take to see another angle of the factory complex. All we needed to do was follow her. That would be pretty easy, as I could take advantage of FSD Beta's ability to just go straight when not provided a destination in navigation. I just needed to command the lane changes using the turnstock. As Craig, Sarah, Deborah, and I got ready to leave together in Mitty, Sarah was having a special moment as she got in Mitty. In fact, it was a day of multiple firsts for her.
And then we met up with you at his hotel. And I have only seen the white seats a couple times on the internet. I literally try not to look at the white seats on the internet because I wanted them so badly. But me having 6 children and 2 dogs, I felt like I was too afraid to get the white seats. And it wasn't necessarily the pleather itself. It was the stitching that I was worried about. Because, you know, you can wipe off the white part. But I was worried that the stitching would get really disgusting over time. And I have had so many regrets not getting the white seats. So when I saw yours for the first time, it was just like that, oh my God, like the entire world just melted away. And I was just staring into them like, they're just so beautiful. It was so awesome to be able to get in your car and finally be sitting in the white seats. It was just, I don't know. It's a whole different experience with them. I don't know. It's just so beautiful and bright and inviting, like an art gallery. And it was just awesome. And also, you know, riding in the Model Y, that is a totally different experience too. And honestly, this whole time, I have not had any regrets about getting the Model 3. I love the Model 3 because it feels like a sports car to me. It's very low to the ground and it feels like it hugs the road. And I feel like it's my car. It's not a family car, like it's just for me. But I have had a lot of complaints from my kids who are much taller than me now because they're all teenagers sprouting up. and they often hit their heads when they're getting in and out of the car. And, you know, they do have enough leg room, but they also have a lot of bags and because they're all in sports now, which wasn't the case when I first got my Model 3. So now we have twice as much cargo stuff. And I have to say, riding in the Model Y was a totally different experience. And I would not hesitate to purchase a Model Y now after riding with you in your car. It was just so much nicer having the extra headroom and footroom. And the white seats were just breathtakingly gorgeous. When I get my next Tesla, I'm getting the white seats for sure. I am not holding back.
Aram led the way, and we all ended up on Falwell Lane off of the Texas 130 service road, with the Colorado River separating us from the grounds around Giga, Texas. While it wasn't the best view of the day, it was our first view. And here's what Sarah recounts about that first view and what came next. That day, we both got to see, along with Craig and my wife, Deborah, we all shared, and Aram, who came from, she's in Tesla Universe, and I had talked with her in the past, and I was just so thrilled to meet Aram. It was my first time to meet
Me
her in
too.
Person.
She's
Sweet
so
lady.
Nice.
Oh, she, super nice lady, and she took us the back way to be able to see the back wall of the factory. And then we went down, I believe it's State Road 130, and drove by Giga Factory and were able to see Giga Texas from the outside and seeing all the preparations and all of that going on for the next day. Tell us a little bit about that experience. I've got some things to share too, of course.
You know, oh my gosh, I was so excited just to see it. I didn't even care what the view was. I didn't care how crummy the view was. I just wanted to see it so badly. It was like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like being outside the fence and they're just there. And, you know, it doesn't matter that you're stuck outside. It's just so awesome to see that. So I love that we went down the dirt road first because we thought that we would be able to get closer that way. But it was actually a horrible view. But we were on that dirt road and just getting out of the car and being in the middle of nowhere and seeing the factory from far away and looking over the double chain link fence. I mean, there was two probably 8-foot chain link fences, you know, several yards separated between them.
Oh yeah.
And in that one section, it looked like one of the first fence had been crushed. And then they had a second fence behind that with the barbed wire on top. And, you know, I'm pushing 40. I am 35 years old and I'm very responsible. You know, I have 6 children. I have a career in the medical field. I felt like I was 15 years old again. I was like, I felt like a kid again being on that road and just standing up on the cement divider there and trying to like see as much as I could of the factory. And it was so exciting. Even though we could hardly see anything, it was just, I don't know. It was just an amazing feeling. And doing that together with other people that are just amazing. I just love all of you. You're all awesome people. And it was just so exciting. And then, you know, I'm curious about what you felt on that road. And then we'll move on to us seeing a really good view of the factory from the feeder road.
Yeah, the way over, yeah, I had that great anticipation of Aram's going to take us the back way. And so we go the back way and I'm sitting there and thinking, oh, there's better views coming. I knew I had already done the research that driving down 130 would give us an amazing view of the place. Yet, I had that same feeling. I had the feeling of I'm with my friends and we're sharing a special first moment that I'll always remember. And the anticipation that continued to build in me. I know that bigger's coming. We're going to have a better view. I wonder how it's going to work out when we get to the guard. You know, how much farther can we go? And I had already figured out, you know what? They're not going to let us too much farther, but we're going to go. So there was that anticipation that was building up in me as well.
That was the best, I think, is... You know, anticipating getting as close as we possibly could to the factory and knowing that we were going to get turned around by security. And, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, it seriously made me feel like a teenager again. And, you know, I'm so happy that I got to go with y'all because I had planned on doing that drive by myself. And I do also appreciate you being the driver for us, because if I was the one driving, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy that experience like I did. It just made it so much better with us being together and sharing the excitement. It just made it so much better for us sharing the excitement together and just kind of like feeding off of each other, like how, you know, excited we were. And then, like I said, I mean, you driving, thankfully, that allowed me and Craig in the back seat and your wife, Deb, in the front to really take in that view when we first saw the factory from the freeway. And that was an amazing view. I could not believe, one, how huge it was, obviously. None of the pictures or videos that you see online do it justice when you see it in real life. And I mean, I started taking the video of when we first saw it until we got all the way to security. And I was filming, and then I turned around, was talking to y'all, and then I turned back around, and it was still going. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're only halfway down the length of the factory. I mean, it was ridiculous. I think that film of us driving there was about, it seemed like 2 minutes long of us driving the length of the factory. And it was so beautiful too. The architecture, it really looks like something out of like a space movie, an alien movie or something. It's so modern, but it's also so beautiful. And when you look at the sides and the corners of the architecture, it looks like the Cybertruck. The windows and the side of the corner there follow the same angles of the Cybertruck, which it just blew my mind. And I've been wondering if anyone else noticed that. I mean, it really looks like the Cybertruck, the whole building.
Yeah, it's got a unique architecture for sure. So then we pulled in after we were able to see all of the details of what they were putting outside for Cyber Rodeo. And you remember, mm-hmm. I pointed out, hey, there's the video semi-truck. They're going yeah. to, they will do a streaming. There's going to be live streaming of this.
I remember. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I knew.
And you were 100% right.
I was spot on, and I was so happy because I figured, I'm probably not going to get in. And, you know, Sarah, you got in. It was awesome that you did. I was so happy. And what I was able to do was to live through other people in Tesla Universe that got in, and like yourself, and the videos and the pictures that everybody did helped me to experience the inside. So you were my eyes and ears. You were one of those people that helped me to be able to take my experience to another level, although I couldn't do it myself. So we pulled up and we go in the entrance. And of course, there's a few security people there. I think, as I remember, about four or five security folks were there. And one of them came up to the window, and I lowered the window, and the person was very nice. They were very nice, but they were very direct. They said, now, I what I need for you to do, and he's smiling the whole time. I knew what was coming out of his mouth. You know, yeah. He was going to tell me to turn around and go back the other way. And I said, absolutely, can do. So that's what we did slowly, but that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of parked off to the side, and Aram was taking pictures from where she was. She was at another vantage point pretty close. And so that's how we ended that part of it. Of course, then we made the smart decision to, hey, let's drive by a few more times. And so we did. And of course, you know, I was using autopilot at some point in time so I could take in the experience too. And of course, you know, making sure I was doing the right thing by keeping aware of my surroundings. But, you know, yes, be able to glance. Oh, yeah. But be able to glance over and see that place for the first time. That's one of the things that I'll never forget. It was truly an amazing day. After we returned to Craig's hotel, Deborah and I took Sarah back to her hotel. After returning to the Hyatt place, I turned Mitty over to her very capable and careful valet drivers. They offered to plug her in for me, which was a very nice touch. We would want her charged and ready for tomorrow, when we would chase the golden ticket and hopefully gain access to Cyber Rodeo. At least, the dream at that time was still alive. Rumor was the gates would become easier to cross late in the day. We would dream of Cyber Rodeo as our fresh memories of Giga Texas danced in our heads. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at LifeMidi and via email lifewithmidi@gmail.com. Also on the Clubhouse app at LifeMidi, a member of Tesla Universe on Clubhouse, and on the Wisdom app where I do occasional electric vehicle Q&A. And don't forget about the voice commands list and app, teslavoice.glideapp.io. Always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.